are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Oh.
My new neighbors were like, I have two new neighbors who introduced themselves, and it was Wednesday, and they're like, we're so happy that you moved in on Wednesday because we don't drink on Mondays and Tuesdays in quarantine. And I was like,
wow.
So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh my God. That's like my club schedule in 2006. That's amazing. Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh, we do the city. We rest on Monday, Tuesday. And they're like, what do you mean? Yep, that's it. So do you love your new neighbors? Is that so fun for you to get to know them now?
It's so weird because the street I lived on was the most antisocial like street of all time.
Yeah, it was very strict.
I was there for 6-7 years.
I felt uncomfortable parking at your house because I was like, yes, one of the neighbors is going to yell at me for parking.
Yes, they were staring out their windows waiting to like be like, who's parking in front of my house? Yeah, so everyone is just, honestly, I feel like I'm living in this like
Pleasantville.
Weird. Yes, almost every neighbor on the block, not just like our direct neighbors, have come to introduce themselves, like
you
bring
said
gifts, like bring
somebody
a ladder.
Three houses down from behind your house came
in
over.
The back. Yes,
that's
yes.
amazing. That's,
wait, and then you know what Dennis noticed? So our direct neighbors next to us have a beautiful 6-foot white fence going around their house that they just put in because they had just told us about it. And in the back of their fence, they put a door so they can connect to the back of their neighbors. And I'm like, they're friendly with their back neighbors? Who's friends with their back neighbors?
Wow. That's amazing. So just like come on over, just come through the back?
Let's just say we've been here like, I mean, not even a week yet. And Denny's like drank beers in the street with like a bunch of
people. I believe that's called neighborhood anal.
But Denny worked overnight, right? So I was alone all night long.
Yeah, it's scary. I did that too.
How do you
because Corey
sleep
was still
alone?
Living at our old house for work, and I was here with the three kids in the new house.
Oh my God.
For
overnight,
like
right
three
away.
Weeks, I lived oh by my. Myself in this
and you
house.
Were fine, you weren't freaking out.
No, I was, but like you have to be what you have to be, you know? Like you kind of just man
Tracy,
up.
I fell asleep. I couldn't fall asleep because I was scared shitless. Then at like 2 o'clock I fell asleep. Had a dream someone flushed the toilet in the house. And I ran outside and no neighbors were answering their door for help. And I woke up at like 4 and I was like, yeah, I'm not going back to sleep. And I called Denny and I'm like, I had a dream. Someone flushed the toilet. And he was like, why would a murderer come in and flush the toilet?
Classic
I'm not
cop.
Really sure.
Classic yeah, cop. Yeah.
And then the next morning, the dishwasher was open. And I was like, did you open the dishwasher? And he was like, no. And I'm like, so there was a murderer here last night. Like, I was right. There was someone in the house. And Dennis is like, so the murderer came, flushed
the
toilet,
did the dishes. Yo, send like, that murderer like, my way. Send him to my house to do dishes.
I'm like, we're back in Bergen County. This is what murderers do here. Like,
oh my God, I can't. Wait, the hardest part about living in this house for 3 weeks was not having cable because the cable guy couldn't come. And
we
that
cut
was
the cord, Tracy.
The hardest part.
We're not doing freaking cable. I'm going to murder Denny. So we're doing YouTube TV. Alan, do you have cable or do you do like cool? Because you're like a, you know, wizard with
techie.
All this.
I mean, I've got like all the different streaming services. I've got Netflix and Hulu. We got Verizon Internet. So we have a year of Disney Plus for free. I got a new phone at the beginning of the year. So I have a year of Apple TV for free.
Nice.
And then I've got a friend who's got HBO. And so we've got his login information for that.
Yeah.
But no, I'm
putting a PSA out there right now. When I moved, I've been stealing someone's Netflix for 7 years. Mm. And when we moved, I guess disconnecting the TV, it logged me out and I cannot get back in. And I can't tell this person
PSA,
I've been stealing
somebody
your Netflix
send
for
Jessica
8 years.
Their login.
Damn, dude.
Alan, literally before we moved in where we last were, the house before that. They came over and logged in and haven't been logged out. So literally for like a decade, I've been stealing Netflix. They have no idea. So I can't be like, hey, you change your password? Because they don't know.
I'd offer you my Netflix, but I've already got like 11 people on there.
Yeah. And I stole my cousin Mike's Netflix. So,
hey, all you true crime fans, this is Mike Ferguson.
And this is Mike Morf.
And we'd like to invite you to listen to our podcast, Criminology.
Launched in 2017, we've covered a variety of strange cases from murders to missing persons. Some of the cases are ones you may not have heard of.
Other cases we cover are some of the most historic in true crime. There are 200 episodes of Criminology available to binge on right now. And new episodes come out every Saturday night.
Subscribe to Criminology today, wherever you listen to your podcast.
Trey, you know what it's like stealing... Like, you have the Showtime HBO, and I was stealing Netflix. Like, it's got to be the feeling of, like, committing a crime and waiting to be caught. Like, yeah. If you, like rob a bank, and you know any day the cops are going to show up. Like, I know any day someone's going to, like, change their password.
Yeah, and I'm going to be screwed. It's a waiting game.
And Denny was like, why don't we just pay for it? And I'm like, I just don't want to. It's just the point. I've never had to, and I don't want to start
and
now.
And I'm not fucking starting now.
Yeah, I'm like, and I sent in a group chat to, like, 20 cousins the other day. I'm like, who wants to give me their Netflix password? Silence, not one person anything.
Put it on bad examples. Instagram, somebody will give it to you because somebody gave me their Hulu password for that.
Wow.
That was me.
Yeah,
dude.
One of the baddies.
I gave you my Hulu password.
No, then it wasn't Hulu. Cause wait. Alan gave me his Hulu password and then goes, use my roommate's, and I accidentally used Alan's. And he's like, bro, now all my algorithm is all fucked up because I have one show you watched.
What were you watching on there? I don't even
I watched
know.
That show where the mother poisoned the daughter and when the act. So all these like familiar shows like The Act came up. But I only used Alan's like maybe twice. I really don't ever go on Hulu. But then I asked, no, it was somebody for HBO. That's what it was. Someone for HBO. I was like, I need someone's HBO because I was trying to watch Big Little Lies.
Oh,
I just remember that I got on and I was like, who the fuck is watching Act? Like, what is this trash TV?
Me. That was me. And then he's like, damn it, Tracy, I told you use my roommate's, not mine. It's like, shit.
See, that's the thing with my Netflix. I've got the account where you can have multiple screens using one account at the same time.
Right.
And then I've got Alan, roommates, Rachel, family, and Taj all on one account.
Damn.
Like all different profiles.
Damn. Yeah, you got no room for Jess Hottie on there. But whoever gives me their password has to be okay with me putting a Jess Hottie account with my own picture.
So
the whole thing.
Brooklyn said that I could use one of her things, and I don't remember which one it was. But so I logged in. And it said create an account. And I was like, oh, 100%. So I created it and it says mistress.
Oh, my God.
So now when I go on, she's like, mistress has watched a show. And I'm like, yo, she must be hating me right now.
Hating you. Yeah. I love television, as you guys know. So cutting the cord, or the fuck they say, like, was hard. But have you tried YouTube TV, Alan? It's pretty cool.
I haven't, but that's because I refuse to spend money on YouTube.
I haven't seen any of their original programming
that's worth it.
No, but it's literally like, forget their programming. It's just like you can watch TV in real time.
Oh, I can get that through Hulu.
Oh, you can? Oh, yeah. Well, so you're paying for the same thing through Hulu, though. Correct?
Well, I'm not paying for that one, but I can if I wanted to.
Yeah, so like you can watch TV. Like if I want to watch like a late night show or whatever's on, like I didn't realize I could do that. And then there's like every channel. Listen, there's On the Case with Paula Zahn, so I can watch murder mysteries for 14 hours and then dream about it. So
yeah,
that's all
I
care
about.
This is
done.
Why you're dreaming about somebody flushing the goddamn toilet and changing the dishwasher over.
Denny's like, you're home alone in a new house for like the first week and you watch 14 hours of murder mysteries straight. Yeah. Like, that's probably not the best idea.
Thank God she's pretty because she's not the smartest.
You know, watching Dennis on a ladder cleaning the gutters has made this all worth it. So
yeah. It's amazing what men can do when they have no other choice.
It's amazing. It's incredible. I'm like, how do you even know how to do this? He like climbed like 20 feet to like cut a branch.
I don't
even
own a ladder.
All the neighbors were outside watching him.
I don't even own a ladder. I don't even know what you do with a ladder.
Oh my God. Trey, you know what I wanted to ask you? So Denny had to work overnight the other night and I've only been in the house a few days. Like, it's not home yet.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you know that feeling? Like,
yeah, I had that for like a month because I was sleeping on a mattress on the floor.
Yes, I feel like everyone's like, how does it feel? And I'm like, honestly, like kind of like I'm fucking in someone's house. You know what I mean? Like,
no, I get it. Yeah, it's going to take like a month for you to like start hanging your clothes up and then you'll start feeling it. Once all like you start taking pictures of like the before and afters, you're going to be like, oh, this was what it was and this is what it's ours now. Then it's going to start feeling it's going to take like a few months to get there. But by the time Coco's here, you'll feel it.
Well,
Yeah, anyway, so
this has been my quarantine life, but it's all good things. It's all good things, right? Everything's gonna be good.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.